Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Summer is here. The time to travel is now, and we want to look our best. So, David, do you have some good travel beauty tips for us? Not that I ever go anywhere, but just in case. You never know.
Well, I was going to ask. It's summertime. What are you doing with the family? Have you made any family trip plans or vacations?
We've never gone on a family trip or family vacation. That's another story, but one of these years we will. What about you?
I love travel, so I constantly plan things. And just, it could even be if you're taking the family to the beach for the day. Down here in Florida, we all have pools, but up north, sometimes everybody goes to a community pool. So that's an outing. So it may not have to be a big vacation to go to Europe or somewhere, but it could be just a family day outing or a weekend getaway to wherever. So, but if you're going away, maybe you're going to see family. Maybe you're going to the shore, or as we call it down here, the beach, since you're up north. Depends what you call it. But if you're going to go out, start taking a look at what we do, because we've got hectic lives. All year long, we're so busy. The kids are busy in school. You're busy with the family. So make life simple. It's about vacation. So the first thing I recommend when going on a trip or for the summer and getting a break is get your hair cut. As simple as that sounds, yeah, all of a sudden is, even my hair gets a little bit longer. I know it's thinning, but still it gets longer and it takes more work. So by getting a cut, it's just one less thing to worry about. It's quicker to get ready in the morning and just one less thing to even worry about, easier to care for, and also a lot nicer in the summer because it's cooler.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, one recommendation I have for women is if they have long hair and, to cut it to a length where they could still put it back, even if it's just the tiniest little nub of a ponytail, just because especially if you're swimming and running around and you don't want to have to style your hair when you're on vacation, at least during the day, you can pull it up. And then if you're going out at night, you can take it down and style it or get a really short, sassy cut that doesn't need a lot of work.
Well, you hit it because it's a perfect time to try that new style while you're getting away, because if you're not really thrilled with it or don't get used to it, by the time you're back, it's starting to grow back already. So just a great suggestion. The other is pack a leave-in conditioner. Different than traveling, I watch people carry these big bottles of conditioner. Get a small bottle of a leave-in conditioner. One, it's going to allow you to condition your hair, which is what you're after. More importantly, now that you're going to be around humid weather, you're out in the sun or beach or pool or whatever, it's a great way to control the frizzies. So it's just a great simple tool. Well, the humidity and the sun is going to cause it. So now you've got a way of controlling it with one product. What it's all about: packing lighter, less to worry about, less maintenance is a great thing. And you and I have spoken about swimming in the summer and the copper in the pipes of the pool and causing green hair. Well, here's a great tip: is wet your hair first, but also spray a little bit of the leave-in conditioner, and that will prevent the hair from being able to absorb some of the pool water that causes the green hair. So it's got a multi-purpose, and again, you're carrying one lighter, smaller product.
Now, let's say you're traveling on a plane. What is the restriction? Do you know, David, in terms of how much you're allowed to bring?
I travel a lot.
Talk to us about that.
Yes. Okay. It's 100 mls, which is 3.3 ounces. So what I suggest is some bottles look bigger than they really are. Maybe they're made of glass or thick plastic or whatever. So make sure it's labeled. If they're larger than that, you must check it. So if you're like me, I don't like checking bags. It has to fit into a quart-sized Ziploc. So anything that's dry, my toothbrush, a nail clipper, a comb, all that does not have to go in there. It's only the liquids and thick liquids, paste, creams, or whatever, all has to fit in this quart-sized container. So we'll talk about some other things to travel with or you can leave at home, but get small travel sizes, make it nice, or plan to check your luggage. So I've got it down to a science where I get small little travel sizes of everything, keep them under my sink.
You having something down to a science? No, that's actually perfect for you. I couldn't resist.
That was good. I didn't even catch it. But let's keep talking about things you can leave at home or ways you can minimize. First of all, summertime. Don't use a foundation. You're going to be out in the sun. You're going to perspire more, or as you women might say, I glisten instead of sweating. So use a tinted moisturizer instead. It's still going to give you a little bit of coverage. It adds a little bit of color, but it's going to allow your skin to breathe. So leave the foundation at home, leave your moisturizer at home, and switch to a tinted moisturizer for the trip. Again, trying to make it all fit in this quart-sized bag or just making it light when traveling.
I love tinted moisturizer with sunscreen, because then you get the best of everything.
See, one less
complexion, and you got the sun protection.
You've got it all multitasking, so it makes it easier to travel. You know, the other is waterproof mascara. Let's face it, if you're going to be out in the rain doing water sports, I got to tell you, I've learned to love jet skiing, but whatever you're going to do, swim with the kids, get a waterproof mascara just so it stays in place. No need to bring a makeup remover with you. All you have to do is remember to use a little bit of olive oil and a cotton ball, and that's going to remove your makeup or waterproof makeup easily. The other is carry a lip balm. A lip balm instead of a lipstick, because we can, you want to keep your lips conditioned and keep it shine. One other tip, instead of carrying lipstick, is I like looking for a or suggest the lip and cheek stains, because now you can use that on your cheeks as well as the lips without having to carry a bunch of makeup. So again, it's all about packing lighter. The other one is I tell people, don't pack nail polish. And I know that sounds crazy, because I know you want the nail polish. Buy it when you get there, because the last thing you want is for that bottle to break while traveling. It's going to get all over your clothes and ruin your vacation.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like some of these things you can definitely buy when you get there, unless you have a specific brand that you absolutely love and you're nervous that they might not have it. But if it's something like that, I think it's better to take the chance and try to find it when you get there.
Definitely. You don't want to buy it at the airport, I will tell you that, because they're often more expensive. Exactly. But you can buy travel sizes when you get there, or if you're traveling with a family, you could buy an economy size of whatever it is at any drugstore, because everywhere you're going is going to have a drugstore or grocery store. So I can't imagine a place where it's not. So the simplest solution is shop when you get there. But if you're not going to be able to get to a store right away, or you're arriving late, or you're driving a long distance, pack light, leave some of these items at home. One of my other favorites is forget the shave cream. Don't even pack it. Yeah, so women, when you have to shave your legs, use a hair conditioner. And we've talked about this in the past, because hair conditioner provides the lubricity for the blade to slide along your legs. Number two, it will condition the hair, so you can have a close shave without having to pack an extra product.
Lubricity. That is a cool word, David. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Did you make that up?
I guess it's a lab word, because we all use it all the time. But at the end of the day, imagine shaving your legs with nothing. And all you're going to do is have all kinds of nicks and cuts. So you want to create something that's going to allow the blade to slide along your skin. I mean, same with us men when we're shaving our face. And so if you use an oil, let's say, for lubricity is what you'd think of with oil, it's going to clog the razor. So you want to get a light cream. Most shave creams are made of soap. They foam up, and all they do is dry the skin and create a barrier between the blade and the skin. So a hair conditioner is just a perfect item. And often if you're staying at a hotel, it's already in the bathroom. So it just makes it just very, very simple. I'll tell you the other thing is, it's summertime, and so it's time to pack maybe a different fragrance. We talked about a different haircut, but now's the time to try things that are more, I'm not going to say as heavy or luxurious, but more fresh and citrusy, and just things to change it up a little bit, because you're out there trying to relax and get away from it all. So get a little couple travel sizes. Most department stores still give away the samples. You may have to ask for them. They don't have them out as handy as they used to be, but ask for them and you'll be surprised. You'll be able to get some easy travel sizes that'll make it easy to throw in your purse or the quart size bags.
Now, of course, we all need sunscreen, and you often need quite a lot, I would say. So is that something I would think we would wait on until we got there if we knew for sure we could get it?
No, I definitely. Well, most parks, let's face it, sell it at the concession. Most drugstore, well, every drugstore has it. So sunscreen is so readily available. I can't imagine where you wouldn't be able to get it. I do advise waiting till you get there, because we've talked about it. We formulate products that it'll take 1 ounce per person. So if you're going to use an ounce, and your husband's with you, the kids are with you, next thing you know, you're using 3-4 ounces. And so packing a small bottle in this case isn't going to work. You're not going to be able to get it through airport security without checking a bag. So definitely wait till you get there. Buy a big bottle of sunscreen, and one that's going to last. Don't skimp on it, because skimping on the sunscreen is only going to skimp on the protection. So here are just a bunch of quick tips to get away for travel this summer, a way to pack lighter, and a way to get your needs met with just some fun new changes, including new hairstyle and a fun new fragrance. I'm your personal chemist, David Pollack, with the incredible Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay tuned and stay beautiful.